I am so excited. We are back with another episode and you are watching Two Besties on a Couch. My name is Sulon.
Hey, and I'm Foley.
And today we are stepping in the name of love. Oh, wait.
Oh, you know, I got the other song in my head. Happily ever after.
Oh, I know what song you're talking about, but I can't say that first song that I sung because he's a pedophile. Fuck, you didn't ruin that song. When I think of love, I think step in the name of love. Slide. That's a classic. He didn't ruin the shit.
Damn. Fuck, have to cancel that man.
Man, that man just got to go to jail. That's some weird
shit.
Stay
up in there shit.
This episode today is, it's wedding season.
Yes. Ooh. We love love.
We do love love up in here. And that is why we have on our wedding guests.
Yes.
Dresses. So much fun. But before we get started, we want to thank our sponsor. Shout out Tequila.
Woo.
Sponsored by Shout Out Tequila. Coming from Two Besties on a Couch.
Yes.
He need to put me in a commercial.
I can't.
Y'all, I used to be a bottle girl and I used to be stiff as fuck. I used to be stiff as fuck. And I'll hold the bottles like. But I feel it. It's like, I still don't even know if I'm doing it right. But that wasn't my job, okay?
No,
I'm doing my
real.
Job right now.
That one time she asked me I was bartending and she's like, hey, you want to take a bottle out with me?
We were matching.
Like, I'm too fucking tall.
We were twins.
The fucking sparkler is like this high. I'm like, hey. And then it's so awkward to dance at the table. Like, people record for 5 seconds. You still got to stand there till the sparkler go out.
Bro, it's so awkward. That's why I've been stiff. One of my friends go send me the robot. He was like, this is you. I'll be like, I swear I'll be stiff as shit. Because if y'all don't know, but I just got rhythm this year and I'm still working on it. So I don't like doing the shit because it could be off beat and I would never know.
Bless your heart.
Bless it.
I just feel like I'd be too lanky to be dancing too much. Like, I just keep it at a little cool,
I do keep
shoulder.
It at a set. My son teaches me. We be in the car. I'm like.
Benny be getting the fuck down.
Hey. Benny said, it's on beat. You got it. You're going faster than the beat now. Don't get excited. I'm like, oh, okay. Here we go. Are we getting it?
But yes, this is our wedding episode.
Woo!
We're going to show up our fits real quick.
Yes.
I don't know if you can.
Ooh! That's right. I'm sorry. I'm that mom. I'm embarrassed.
Okay, your go.
All right.
Ooh, and the yellow. I know that's right.
Now, let me tell y'all, this was not my original. Oh, wait. This was not my... Oh, let me show you the blue.
Yes, the blue was hidden.
Yeah, the blue and the yellow combo. This was not my original outfit, you guys. Like, I ordered a fire-ass dress. Oh, I'm getting abused by the mic over here. I ordered this fire-ass yellow dress. It was so pretty. And they said it was only going to take 4 to 7 business days to get here, y'all. It literally been 2 weeks. I still haven't even got my dress. It just landed in Nashville today when I looked at it. You could take that dress and shove it right up your ass. I'm pissed about that dress. It was fire. So I had to run out and buy this dress. Shout out to the backup. And I really wanted to make it yellow because I was like, I was determined to wear yellow and blue.
Yeah. This one's cute though. It's fire too. So
thank you.
When I got my dress, they had the nerve to have a sale the next day.
Oh, yeah.
And I just need y'all to know, you better send that email. I said, hey, I just placed an order last night. Do I need to do a return? Or is there any way I can get that? That 35% off.
And they added it.
They did. They refunded it right back to me.
Oh, wait. We forgot to say our cocktail today.
Oh,
So the cocktail for today is tequila. We just did it very simple today.
Has a little orange zest in there and a little cranberry.
Yummy. All right. Cheers to everybody that is getting married in 2024. Yes. Cheers. All right, you guys. So since it is wedding season, we're not getting married anytime soon. No, I'm just kidding. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Life just be
like. We could be like the Kardashians and get married in like 3 days.
No.
You never know. Meet Nick. No.
I don't think that could ever be me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I can never rush it. Like, I don't even like to rush to get to know a nigga.
It just depends. If you're like Bill Gates, we can get big. Pin me in the wheel, baby. Shit. Just depends who the new is. You know what I mean? It just really depends. I can, yeah. Bill Gates. Is he still living?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Sorry, y'all. Appreciate I didn't know you. That. I really don't know a lot of white people. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of, like, white famous people. My sister be like, hey, this girl, you don't know her? She plays off of whatever. I'm like...
I definitely do not know actors.
One names. Day we should play a game. We should do that. We should do our that. Next episode, let's play a game and pit up all the...
That. The white actors and see if we know the difference between the two?
No, their names. Like, see if we know their names.
Oh.
Oop. Ooh, I'm going to lose. Because
you know they'd be, like, having doppelgangers and shit. How they'd be confusing, like, black actors all the time with each other. And mm-hmm. it's, like, a whole singer or some shit. I think even rappers. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, they do that. Like, have you seen the when they're all on the street and they're like, who is this? And it's literally Beyonce. And the white women are like, ah, that's really a tough one. I don't even be mad because I'm like, bitch, that's how I feel about y'all.
I'm doing the same shit. Jesus. I'll never forget one time I was working downtown and I was serving and this family, I was like, hey, welcome back. You know, y'all back again. Y'all were just here yesterday. And they were like, it's our first time here. And the dad was just like, yeah, we just have that all American look. I said, you sure do.
It's crazy. Like Dersana's dog, that's my sister's name. One of her dogs look like a white actress. I think it's Tom Cruise or somebody. And I always say, she's like, and we were trying to Google it. And I had to literally Google white male actresses so I can find the white man I'm talking about because I don't know his name. I just know his face.
Yeah.
But her dog and him look just alike.
That's,
you know how like some people can look like they pets? It's no shade. But if that, like that could be his pet.
It sounded a little shady to me.
It was.
I would be anyway, y'all, somebody say I'm sorry. I look like somebody's damn dog.
I want a poodle and like dye my hair ginger so we can look alike. So if somebody want to buy me a poodle,
okay,
make sure she good. No, we do a boy because I don't. Period. Anyway, you guys got a little bit off topic. I'm sorry. So I wanted to talk about weddings today because it's wedding season.
Yes.
I want to know, how would you like to have your wedding? Would you do a courtyard or what is it? Is it a courthouse wedding?
Yeah. Like just go and get the certificate and like call it a day, or eloping, or a big wedding. I think I want a wedding. I'm pretty sure I want to have like a whole event thing.
Yes.
I'm not sure how big. I don't know how big I want it to be. Like I have different ideas for different budgets. Like I have a thing in my head of like a backyard wedding, but like with really nice ass grass where you walk around with no shoes on. It's something about that carpet grass that I'm really obsessed with. But with like really cute like stands and like a bunch of little food things that people can eat and like things walking around. Also this shit's expensive anyways, my taste, but also imagine like what do they call like food trucks there, like if that's I did so a cute. Backyard one, then I have an idea of like a really big creative one and like a art gallery or some type shit. So
I see that. That's nice. I actually love those ideas. I think those are so. Would you have lots of colors or do you want to do all white?
I don't know yet.
Yeah,
I don't know yet. I feel like I got to see what season of my life I'm in, an era.
Do you know what kind of wedding you would love to have? Like what season?
Oh, like the time of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely probably warm, but not too hot. Okay. Yeah, I've only been to literally like now two weddings. My favorite cousin ever had a wedding and it was in a barn. It was just really fucking hot because that shit did not have AC, but it was beautiful. Like the scenery was really nice.
Was it mid-July, August?
I don't remember, but it was hot.
It was hot as shit.
It was hot. You know how black folks is, bro. I had to get up out of there. Sorry. Get married. It was beautiful and all that good stuff. What would you do? What are you feeling? Like courthouse?
I want to do a destination wedding, but I love the backyard theme. Like that gives like classic, like such a, like, especially like, imagine this, imagine you and your person, y'all are going to buy a house and it's like, or your parents' house. It's so nostalgic. It's like, damn, that's hard as shit. I like that.
Hampton style. You know what I mean? Makes sense. Yeah. Like it's like a, not cottagey, but like a large cottage style kind of house.
You can
house.
Decorate like, it however.
So gorgeous.
Just like beautiful. And it's like a backyard wedding. I think that is like so pretty. I'm like thinking that in my head. I'm like, damn, that was dope. I think for me, that or a destination wedding, just because it's like a little vacation for everybody. And we're having a time. I know I want it to be, I don't want it to be extremely, I don't want 200 people.
Yeah.
I don't even know 200 people.
I feel like I know of a lot of people, but...
But a lot of people ain't invited. I'm just being real.
Even family members. Would you like, not invite some family members?
Yeah. Definitely. Too. I don't care. If you don't check on me, you already know how I am.
Board.
You already know how I am, though. Like, if you don't call me, you don't check up on me, I don't expect nothing from mm-hmm. you and don't expect shit from me because you ain't getting it. I'm being so I have a very strict policy about that. I don't. Blood doesn't make you family.
Yeah, that's something I'm kind of accepting more. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of things, like my family, like my mom's side of family, they grew up like really, really tight and no matter what, everybody stayed together. But like, it's true, like the like women are the matriarchs for sure. Like,
definitely.
When my grandmother passed, we kind of stopped having a lot of like big events. And plus, a lot of them already have their own families and like their own grandkids and stuff like that. So everybody kind of did their own thing, which honestly, I think is fine too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so
very small
destination wedding for sure. I know we're gonna turn up for sure.
We're gonna turn up with the shadow there.
Mm-hmm. How much input are y'all taking from y'all's husband letting him have in the wedding?
I feel like a lot. I want it to be both. And the thing is too, I want to incorporate like his mom and my mom as well, like whatever their favorite flowers are. I kind of want to incorporate that.
Oh, that's really sweet. Into,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to do things that, I want my wedding to be very personable. So yes. I want it to be things that he enjoys and I do too. So it's like, it never goes out of style mm-hmm. because it's our style. Like it's everything that me and you both liked. Because right. I know a lot of people do like a lot of wedding trends and things like that. And of course, my shit is going to be up to date. But I want it to be a lot of just like me and him.
Yes.
You know, favorite spots. Like, what was our favorite spot we ever ate at? And then like try to have that incorporated into the food.
Yes.
You know same. What I'm saying? Like, I like stuff that's like that. Where you and Benny met. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, what did y'all like? How did y'all bond or whatever? Like, what was that? And then like incorporate that as well into my wedding.
Like, because I love men that are like really big on family. Like yes. a lot. So
yeah, I want that so bad. Yeah, I love that. And so I think I would do like, I want color. I think color at my wedding. I don't know if I would do like the all white. This is really, I don't think that's, I love that, but I don't think that it's me, but it has to be very tasteful.
Right.
Very tasteful colors. Very tasteful colors. But I want it to be like wild. I want to spend a lot of money on my wedding. I'm not going to lie. So whoever that nigga is, buckle up. No, I'm kidding. Save them coins. I need to see the funds. No, I'm kidding. I'm landed.
Would you say no if the ring, if you didn't like the ring?
Oh, he know he not about to, he not, let me clear my throat.
Yeah, make sure they get that right.
He already know I'm not.
I would too.
You need to know me well enough that you should know my ring. Because like I just said, I want everything to be so intimate. When I like me and my partners, like we got to be like this. I'm not even marrying you if we're not like that. So you know what kind of rings that I like. I've been dropping to you. I want what I want. Mm-hmm. And if, yeah, just, yeah. Damn. Do not, baby, do not fucking play with me. No, I'm kidding. I'll be thankful, but.
Your shit finna be like $20,000 an hour.
You mean my wedding?
Yeah.
Well, if
I've seen that, like the average cost of weddings in America are like, the I want to say the average is like 40 or 50,000.
We're going out of the country for my wedding. But even if we did, I want to, it's a one in a lifetime. Spin the bread. I want to wait till I get married, though.
I don't know. Guess I'll see when the time comes.
I know, exactly. We don't know, y'all.
We ain't even got no damn man.
We don't. We just out here living my life like it's golden, golden.
Did you see when Glorilla said that?
She did?
Yeah.
I love her. What'd she say?
They were asking her, like, she went to the White House and she was with Joe Biden.
She went to the White House? That's so funny.
I don't know if she was on CNN or MSNBC or whatever. But the news anchor was like, oh, like, how do you feel about Joe Biden's, like, I don't know if it's policies or something, basically, like, how he's, like, doing with the country. She was like, I don't know nothing about none of that. I'm just like, living my life like it's golden. Living my life like it's golden. My girl was like, she said,
skirt. Oh, it's been weak. I got to look at that video. That is so funny. So what do you feel about divorces?
Divorces? Oh, so in the current climate, I think it's Texas is the state. Texas, Florida, one of them. They're always doing some wild ass shit with their damn laws. They're trying to take away no fault divorces. And if you guys don't know, no fault divorces basically just mean if you want a divorce because of anything you want to, like you don't have to prove like to the court or prove to anybody that there's like a specific reason for you and your significant other for divorcing. But they're looking at removing that. And I think that's so fucking wild.
That is wild.
Because I'd be damned if somebody tell me I can't break up this nigga because they feel like it's not good enough reason.
Yeah, that is wild. Like, what do you
mean? But I believe in divorce, though. I don't feel like two people should stay together if they're not fucking happy. Like,
yeah, I do too.
Miserable.
I feel like, you know, I do too. I believe in divorce because I was married, you guys. Well, I am married. So I do believe in being able to get a divorce. And you don't need to question why I need to get a divorce.
I think I was reading something. They were saying like the divorce rates are actually down right now.
Yeah, because we just staying in it. We're just like, fuck it.
We fucking broke.
We're just like, hey, let's just
keep going half on a damn house.
Exactly. It is what it is, you know? Like, mm-mm. How do you feel about prenups?
Prenups? I'm okay with a prenup.
I want a prenup, so please give me my... I need a prenup. My lawyer will go
what
over...
What are you protecting?
I'm going to protect, one, my motherfucking pod. My motherfucking pod.
I know that's right, because... Okay, this is an empire in the fucking making. And yeah. Shout out to you guys that are along the journey because we're going to keep pushing.
Yeah, for real. My pod for sure. Other businesses that we'll be creating, I want to protect that. Even if I married Bill Gates, call me, baby. No, I'm kidding. Even if I married him, like, I want to prenup even with that because your money can be your money. But every child that I have, I need money. I don't know if y'all have ever seen Sex in the City. It's like my favorite show ever. But she was like, she married this rich ass man. Mm-hmm. And if y'all know, she was a McDougal. And she was like going over her prenup or whatever. First, she didn't want one. Bitch, I'm like, get one. But every boy they had, like, in her prenup, it was like every boy you get a certain amount of money. They don't do shit for girls for some reason. And then she went back. She was like, I don't like this. It was like $100,000. And they were like, well, what you think you're worth? Charlotte was like, I'm not worth $100,000. I'm worth $1 million. I was like, oh.
For having a baby or like?
No, just in general. I think I have to go back and look at it. But I think it was just like, yeah, worth for her. But what she got was the fucking nice ass place in New York. And literally, he just gave her that. She was like, that's all I want. And they were like, this apartment's been in the family forever. Which, you know, in New York, that shit expensive as hell. That shit was like worth $1 million back then. And she's still living in that. She even brought her new husband into that motherfucker. She divorced. They got a divorce or whatever. Yeah, they got a divorce. And then, like, even now on the new seasons, they're still in that home. Mm-hmm. But Charlotte made sure she was, like, set up.
Okay.
And that's why I'm like, I will forever do that, too. You don't let somebody just, like, a prenup can really work in your favor.
Yeah.
So if we're marrying, I want every kid, every years I'm not working, I'm not sitting on my pod, I need to be reimbursed.
No,
I need the house and I need you to pay it. You know what I'm saying? Because I shouldn't have to downgrade my life.
Exactly.
You pick me up this high.
You know, people get really petty when it comes to breakups. And
yeah.
Don't got time to deal with that. I wouldn't.
I don't. Shit. I'm not. And honestly, and I'm a very, like, all my relationships, they go real, like, our breakups are so smooth because, like, I'm just like, I'm a laid back girl. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't care. So it's like, even for the man, you know, let's just do this prenup or whatever. And then it would be smooth with me because I didn't write down what I'm on.
Right.
So there's nothing to argue about. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So next, we're going to get into the segment Cherry Pop.
Pop that cherry. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Let's see. What sex acts would you say for marriage?
My asshole.
Same.
Oh my God, y'all. And the girls, y'all say it's the best orgasm. Girl, I try. It's like somebody and whipped out a reverse Uno card. God, oh, it hurts so bad. I'm crunching right now thinking about it.
Like anything near it. I'm like, hold on now.
No, you know the worst is like when somebody's hitting it. I hate hitting it from the back. When somebody's hitting it from the back and they accidentally pop it in there. Oh my God.
Accident? Bitch, I don't sound like an accident.
I was crying, y'all. I laid there for.
I don't think that's an easy slip. I would have stopped everything. Like hell no, because I'd be seeing on Twitter.
Maybe my vagina and asshole are too close together. Because I almost fainted. I cried that day. Bro. I swear, I don't be crying either like that.
Because I've seen where people have those like those butt plugs and I seen like a cute little Hello Kitty one. I didn't know what the fuck that shit was at first. I did not know like it was just people was dressing up real cute. There's like vibrating ones.
Yeah, I have like that. Those. Nice. Oh. Because sometimes like when I get real crazy, I can like.
I forgot you're a married woman. So.
Yeah, like when I have get fun. Real crazy, like I can take a little bit of it, but I just can't take a whole thing back there. I really can't. My butt plugs are like this small. I can't do it. It's I want to so bad because everybody that I talk to, they're like, oh my God, it's like the best orgasm in this world.
They do. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm like, damn.
You're like, do you smell like shit?
Like, they say you can't do it often. Oh. You can't be opening that back door all the time.
And I was like, also heard that like you can't eat certain things before or you have to drink something.
You can't.
And
they're
like, also you can like wash out your asshole.
Yeah, I will give y'all a little tip.
Like, isn't that? That's not douching, but I forgot.
I think it is douching, right? I'm going to give y'all a little sex tip. This is a little tip.
Okay.
A little tip, little tippy tip. Women, if you cannot squirt, if you can't squirt, this is how I start squirting. I literally was going to get ready for anal play. So I was like, okay, I'm a douche or whatever. I'm a douche because I'm going to do it. And then I try to like douche. I did douche or whatever. And now I still can't do it in the ass. But ever since then, I clicked on something and I'm, girl, you'll be squirting everywhere. Wait, that night was crazy.
The douche?
I don't know. Like it like, I don't know if it enhanced something down there. I never squirted before that. But then when I like douche my asshole, like, some reason, ever since that night, like now I be squirting. I'm like, oh my God. So
yeah.
You may not be able to do anal, but baby, you'd be a squirter if you wasn't one. And now you're one. That's a little tip.
Interesting. Little
tip. Yeah, so you don't got to wait to marriage. You just do that whenever you can. And then I had to like, I think we had to like, I don't know. He was there. He did something to the water. Cause
also, y'all comment below, what would you save till marriage? Like if
yeah, what
on
sex
YouTube.
Actually would save till marriage?
Because I really want to know.
Me too. That's why I say like, do men have that? You think so?
I do wonder. I mean, what are they supposed to be saving? They asshole?
That is actually facts. Like, what do you say?
I don't know.
How do you feel if somebody asks you to, like...
Maybe they're saving, like, getting their ass ate, but I highly fucking doubt that shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how do you feel if somebody wanted you to eat their ass, if your husband wanted you to? That's so crazy. I'll do it, y'all.
My husband, sure.
That's crazy, because I've never met
it.
Yeah, I never met a man that ever wanted me to do it.
What's it called? The gooch?
The gooch. Yeah, the gooch is like,
That's as close as I got.
Yeah, same. They be really strict in this bitch. I feel like, damn.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like,
it can't be hairy,
though. We're not playing with that. I even like messed with somebody who didn't even like head. So, I mean, I wasn't doing shit.
I hate when they say that. I don't like head.
Oh, like they don't like getting head? I like receiving for sure. I definitely messed with someone who didn't like giving head either, and I was like,
yeah, you,
that was younger me.
Yeah,
don't
me,
ever
yeah,
accept
I had that
shit.
Too, and like honestly, yeah, don't accept that. That is weird as hell. And boy, bye.
Like I need
hell.
All the
no,
foreplay.
Yeah, for real, you shouldn't just be getting straight to it. Who do that? I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Why are you just getting straight to it?
I don't know.
That's
It gives rapey. It gives like you don't even care. Like you would fuck anything. That's what I'd be thinking.
Like, you would like.
You would literally fuck anything. You would pay a bitch $25 to fuck.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Ladies, please don't give it up for $25.
Yeah, that
but
too.
That is. I know, like, what you're saying. If you're literally not having foreplay, what are you doing? And then that's when men be like, oh, her pussy trash or whatever. And it's like, you didn't even get her wet.
It's
that's
you.
Your fault. Yeah, that's
and
you.
I, think, I forgot the percentage of women that don't even orgasm. It's like so freaking high.
Oh my God. And while we're just like on marriage too, it's like, it was like a study's done. I just can't remember what it was, but it was like heterosexuals, they have the worst sex.
Yes.
They have
I've
the worst
that.
Sex because women don't speak up. They don't get to tell their partner because their partner are too men. Sometimes your ego get in your way.
I think we're really like shifting as like a new generation.
Yeah.
For like talking, being more open, like women being okay with women being more open and like a little less shame about it. I think that makes a huge difference in comfortability when it's looked at as like a respectability thing or like purity culture of like, oh, you don't want to seem like a hoe.
It's so crazy. I think that's why I'm like a demisexual probably. If y'all don't know what that means, it just means when someone can't have sex with someone unless they're basically comfortable. We have to have like a deep connection for us in order for us to have sex with. So I feel like for me, always when I have sex, like I'm very open and like I speak up every single time. Like if I don't like something or I want you to do something different, I know how to speak up about it. And I know how to do it in a very respectable way and make my partner like kind of feel comfortable enough and knowing that it's not because of shade. Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm just saying, because I really don't like this. Just because one person may like it doesn't mean that another woman's going to like that.
That's true.
And that's the same for men. Just, well, men, I feel like men be speaking. I don't know.
I feel like men could come in. I mean, they're the ones who are like doing the action anyway. They're the ones getting their shit off, I feel like, the majority of the time.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm working my way to speaking up more. Yeah, because I definitely had some trash acts. I'm just like, all right, not going to do this shit again, which always. Because I feel like, I don't know, I don't have to have a deep emotional connection. There's times I was just like, having a time when I was in college, I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, see, that's crazy. One time I tried to have a time, bitch, it was not a time, y'all. It was not a time. I went to this nigga house, quick story real quick, about this is like the only man that I didn't sleep with that wasn't my boyfriend. I'm trying to be grown, you know, I'm only 18. I didn't hung out with him a couple times and never done anything though. So I just wanted to drive down there. When I get there, I'm nervous as fuck. I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. But I was already there. And honestly, it was the worst sex experience I've ever had in my life. It was so dry, bitch. I literally left that house. He was sleeping. I left the house and I went to my best friend's house and I was like bleeding.
Oh, shit, no.
It was like, yeah, it was like, it really was. It was just, and I know I was stiff as a board, y'all. Stiff. Because I was just like, damn, like, I didn't know what it was at the time, though. I was like, damn, I just can't fuck with men that I'm not comfortable with. And I never done it again.
Yeah.
Never had a one night stand. Never fuck with a nigga that I don't like, that I'm not really comfortable with, just because of that. It took that one lesson. It's like a kid. When you do something, and you just need to learn it one time. I ain't never did that shit since.
I hated that. I was so bent on trying to have a good time. This man was fine, and he had a thick ass French accent. But he was like Asian, and it was so terrible.
Damn.
He like took on one and was just like, boop, boop. And that was it. I was like, okay.
You done?
It was done.
It's crazy. So I never had
those. What, 19?
10? Yeah, it's crazy because I never had like those experiences, because it's like, you know, the guys that I've been with, like, you have a chance to redeem yourself because clearly we're dating. So if the first time was bad, at least you could do it right about the second time.
Yeah.
But that was just the only bad sex experience that I've ever had, because it was just giving me the heebie-jeebies, bitch, when I think about it. And I just never done that shit again. I said, okay, we got to have a connection, whoever, you know, and I need to be open to tell you what I like and what I don't like.
Yeah.
Because, baby, when I'm with you, I'm nasty as hell. I love, there's something about it. I love sending my nigga nude. I like sending my nigga videos like I miss Be Nasty. I don't know if y'all know who that is. Look her up if you don't. But, like, I only could do that with a nigga I'm comfortable with. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just love, like, that type of shit, but just somebody that, like, I'm with. Because I love a lot of, like, I love, like, when I'm with someone, I love a lot of sex. I love, like, a lot of new experiences. I love us to do some wild-ass shit. But I won't be able to be myself if I do that with a person, like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
You gotta make me feel comfortable.
That's my thing, is, like, my little once in every blue moon, like love that I be finding. I feel like I've only been in love like twice, literally, and it's kind of sad, but like I can like somebody and I can love them, but like be in love. It's definitely, I feel like that one relationship was like, we definitely did having fun and explored a little bit, but I wasn't speaking up for myself then. And then another time we just didn't make it there yet.
Yeah, ladies, make sure you're speaking up in the bedroom. Please speak up in the bedroom.
Definitely. Don't be like me. Or you can be like me and you can learn. So just know it's okay.
Yeah, we're just here to learn. We're life. I mean, it's just life. You know, we're all here to learn. But yeah, just I learned from that 18-year-old experience. I said, oh, hell no. Gonna be out here bleeding like I done started my period. I don't like that. No, but yeah, I just think that everybody should speak up and you should say what you like or what you don't like.
Facts.
Yeah. I've been in love a couple of times, y'all. I've been in love too many damn times. I don't even know if it's love. Like, sometimes I'll be questioning myself. I'm like, damn, bitch, because you fell out of it. I'd be in love, and then, like, they do some shit, and then I'm not in love anymore. It's not that I'm not in love. I'm not in love anymore. I love you. I have a lot of love for you, but I'm just not. I just don't feel it anymore.
Yeah.
On to the next nigga.
I feel like I have to have that deep connection. It's crazy.
I feel like I have it with every nigga I date. That's what I'm saying. It's like, but then they leave when they do some weird shit. So I'm like, is this me?
Because I still think about that man. I'm like, damn, I love him.
Yeah.
I miss him. And then you told me, you're like, bitches, because you don't be talking to nobody.
She don't be talking to nobody.
I really don't. I met this one guy at the bar a couple weeks ago, and I was like, wow, like, we were vibing. He was attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. This nigga, I like stalked his Instagram. He didn't tell me. Honestly, I don't think he could remember my name. It was something like that. And I found his friend's Instagram. I went and found his Instagram. I like typed it in or whatever on my investigating shit. This nigga had a whole family, wife and kids. I said, I ain't seen no damn ring. God damn, I'm talking about something. I'm gonna be back in a couple weeks. We can hang out.
Y'all know what's crazy?
No.
My friend, she's an FBI agent. You know that one friend they say on social media, if you want to find some shit out, that's her. What I do is, listen, she put the puzzle out, I put the fucking pieces together.
She really do. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I'll find the puzzle, and then my girl's digging even deeper. I said, wait, who is this? She said, I done found his mama.
Hey.
We was on the mama page, the brother page.
And we could do it in about 5 to 7 minutes. We too good at it. Okay. And then we go put the pieces to the puzzle, baby. Don't play with me.
Would you mess with a married man?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Let me tell you something. I believe in karma. Yeah. I fucked with a nigga one time. He had a girlfriend. And I was young. This is another young story. I dated him first. No, I'm kidding. I fucked with a nigga. He had a girlfriend. And I just had a pissy attitude about it. I was just young and just childish and immature. And I was like, well, it's not like they're going to get married. And it's just like, at the end of the day, that's fucked up, you know? And it was just a nigga with a girlfriend, but I got my karma. My son's father said, watch this. He was young, y'all. Don't fall for it. But that shit came back. I said, Lord, I'll never do it again. You bitches, I'm sorry. And then also because, like, you know, I was married, so it's like, I don't know, that's y'all unit. That's just some shit. So I'm a back off.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we're not going to get married then. Exactly. And one thing what the fuck? Exactly. Well, I do believe, like, if men treat you like, if they treat their last girl like shit, they're going to treat you like shit.
They really will. Fact.
I don't give a fuck how attractive, like, I don't care at the beginning. You think like, oh, I'm different. No, you're not. Like, I really strongly believe that. Maybe some girls, like, it may work for y'all, but I don't believe that. I just feel like I'm going to be annoying like just like her.
Out, like, back to bite them in the ass no matter what.
Like, if I already saw you treat, like, you were cheating on her to get with me. Oh, hell no. You're going to be cheating on me.
Yeah, their egos are literally just too big screaming in their head that they think they're the baddest bitch.
Ever. And you know what is crazy? I don't like men that don't have sexual discipline. You know how I am. I hate that so much. I have that. Like, I can go years without having sex. Like, 2018, I did not have sex for a year. And we're about to do the same thing this year. But it's like, I have very good sexual discipline. I'm very disciplined when it comes to who I let in my space and things like that. So it's like, if you can't do that and you're out here trying to holler at me and you're married... Yeah. Oh, no. We're not a match.
Real talk.
That's disgusting. You need to, sir, go home and fix that. How are you out here trying to make some shit work and you can't even fix what's there?
No, for real. Do you remember that one time? So I was like, I don't know if I could say even dating. Mm-hmm. I literally went on maybe a couple dates with this nigga. Mm-hmm. And he kept still hitting me up. I was ignoring him, though. I really was already kind of back in my relationship anyways. But we had did a, me and Ty, we had a little business thing that we did on the side really quick. And it was for Valentine's Day. And we did a whole setup. And no one knew that it was us that was behind it. So when we pulled up to this man's place, it was quite funny because I literally decorated his place for Valentine's for somebody else. As he still thought he had a chance, which is fucking wild.
Yep. That wild. Is the worst. When you got a business nobody know, and then this fine ass girl come to your door that you was trying to holler at, and you still trying to holler at her as she's decorating another woman that you're setting up for
that same freaking night for around, like,
that's trash. Wild. And it's nasty. I don't like stuff like that.
Ooh. Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Hey. So we're about to get into our fashion girlies wedding edition. Okay, so first up, my pick is the Stoop Wedding. Her name is Elaine Wiltroth. I'm so terrible about pronouncing names. I am so sorry. But it was super cute. It was during COVID, and she has people holding umbrellas. Like, it's like all these colorful flowers. And all her people were wearing white as well. I thought that was super fun and cute. And especially for, like, even outside of COVID, I'm like, that's dope. A Stoop Wedding. That's like so New York as fuck.
Love it.
But yes, that's one of my picks for the Fashion Girlies for Wedding Edition.
I love that. Super cute wedding. Mine is going to be Cynthia. I don't know how to say her last name.
Where did she go? I just was looking at her page too.
But that shit, so fire, her and her mans, they were also in Vogue too.
They were. And I picked her because if I, like, I love the style of the dress. If y'all go, well, y'all will see it on the screen. Make sure you go check out Two Besties on a Couch at YouTube. But she is my bride because destination wedding.
And it was like super cultural too. It was
very cultural. Dope. And that's what I loved about it. And that's why I picked her as
Her man, Travis Gums. Like, his freaking suit, oh my gosh, just like cream with a black detail. Mm-hmm. Then they had the Mexican, like, you know, what is it called? Pesos pinned on them. Oof.
Super cute. Yeah, so if I have like a destination wedding, I like how personal it was. So I relate a lot to the style. And that's why she is my bridal fashion girly.
And then, like, I have an honorable to add in as well. Just because it goes into the ties into the theme of like the backyard look I was talking about. Mm-hmm. It's Pia Barconi. It's going to be on the screen. Okay. That's her Instagram. But they have this huge little lemon stand and it's very Italian style. And she has these slippers on and this long lacy veil. So cute. And it's super cute. It's kind of like a little quirky taste, but their photos were very like classy. Like, it gives you almost like a 50s feel, and their car they drove off in, and then their photographer they had was bomb as well.
Love that.
But yes, those are Fashion Girlies Wedding Edition.
Wedding Edition. And for our favorite Fashion Girlie of 2024, Jemaya.
Yes.
She looked phenomenal. She had two outfit changes.
She did. I love the first dress, and it had like a, what is it called? Like a fish kind of.
It was a mermaid style dress.
Mermaid style. Yes. Yeah,
it was fire. So pretty. It was gorgeous.
And her skin, the makeup looked flawless. It looked like her face. Yes. Like literally like
her
it
her was giving super phenomenal. Skin. Her and her mom look like twins.
Yes.
They don't look like. They're such a good mother and daughter duo. Her mom does not look like her mom. They look just alike and it's gorgeous. And then she had her second look of the night.
It was pearls on there.
Oh my God. And then it was so cute.
The chunky white shoes.
Yes. Fire.
She ate that down.
She did.
But yes, shout out to Jemaya Gentry. Welcome to the fam. Love you, girl.
I know. That's so exciting. If you guys want to know how I went to this wedding.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
We were at the wedding of father's of her child's, Benny's dad's wedding.
Yeah, and I know it shocks a lot of people. I don't know why, though. It's so crazy to me. I've known him forever now. We have a child together. I just feel like when you have a kid with someone and it doesn't work out, which is cool, it's life, and it doesn't work out, why do we not have to like each other?
Right.
We have the rest of our life. Like, we're going to have to be together when Benny has children. We're going to be grandparents and we're going to have to figure this shit out. Like, who got the grandkids this weekend? Who's getting them this weekend? It's like, we're going to be in each other's lives forever. So why would I ever make our lives hard?
Everybody always says 18 years too. I'm like, do y'all kid be disappearing after 18 years? Because what the fuck?
It's forever. It's an eternity. Like, eternity. It's eternity. Like, eternity.
Real talk.
It's like, what? Like, even thinking, everybody was at the wedding, his mom, dad, like, it just blows me that people think that. It's like, no.
Yeah.
And it's like also like about me and Jemaya. I love Jemaya. Like, I don't know. People are just weird. I love people that treat my baby great. Her family takes Benjamin in. Like, that's their grandbaby. You know what I'm saying? It's like embracing that. And so it's like, why would I not love that? Like, the fuck? Like,
yeah.
If he was with somebody that was abusing him, then that's where you should be mad.
Exactly.
But if somebody's loving on your child just as much as you are and the grandparents are as well, what is there to be upset about?
I think it's really hard for the ego to process, like, letting go of someone you loved, maybe.
Baby, that shit was 8 years ago. I let that nigga go when my son was 2 months old. What are we letting go? Let go? Who gives a damn? That's people's problem. You always want to hold on to something. Y'all think y'all so entitled over people. I think I handle my breakups really well because I know I'm just here to experience everybody in life.
That's facts. Experiencing, you learn.
Yeah.
You know, you can always look back and like reflect on that love that you have with that person, but like, you can find love again. Please believe that. Like, just like literally, please get that through your head. Like, that is not the only person in the world, I promise you.
Exactly.
As much as it seems like it, like, I know what it's like to be in trance and like everything like that, but like, shit, you just gotta keep fucking pushing.
It's so crazy to me because I just, like I said, it's 1,000 other people in the world. When it don't work out with that one, that doesn't mean that you go around and you hold that anger. You be bitter. You be angry. Like, I don't get that. Why would I do that?
It literally ruins your skin and your fucking hair.
Why? I just don't get it. If I take out, if we're not dating anymore, why am I mad? I don't understand. Because it's like, that's the problem that you're having. So it's
entitlement. Like, I think entitlement and possession over people. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's not me. It's not for me. I handle all my breakups really good. I'm a lady, okay?
I feel like even as humans, like, we're all here to experience each other for moments and just enjoy the moments.
Exactly.
Like,
even we're when not you're gonna a be kid, here for nobody forever. Owes you anything. Like, your kid doesn't owe you to grow up and have a relationship with you.
That is true.
Like, they don't owe you. Too. Yeah. Nobody owes you anything in this world. So it's like, mm-hmm. all you could do is control yourself, be a good person, treat people how you want to be treated. And if they don't treat you right, then fuck them. Go to some people. Go where you're loved. Facts. Go where you are loved.
Go where all the time. Love is
yeah.
At.
It's like, I'm not about to sit up here and like be mean to him or hate him. It's like, that's stupid. I'm not really with that. But that's just me. I mean, if your significant other is like beating the shit out of your child or something, that's a little different.
Exactly.
That's like getting into a whole different story. Yeah.
Like, let's not bring in the...
Please don't bring in that.
We're just talking about what we're talking about at hand.
Exactly. I hate when y'all have some common sense. People do that. Yeah.
No, just like, talk.
Come on now. It's like, seriously, though. It's like, why would I be upset about that?
Yeah. I feel like when an ex is an ex, it's just that. Like, it's just that. It's nothing more.
Moving on.
We had fun.
And you just go on about your life, and then y'all have a good relationship. Like, who cares? We had such a good time, though. Oh my God, the wedding. I want to do a recap of the wedding.
I've only been to like two, but still. Like,
that wedding is because it was so intimate. It was just like, it was enough people. It wasn't too many people. And it was like people like close friends and family at that wedding. And it was so beautiful. That wedding was so beautiful. And it was so much fun. I had a time.
I did too.
They had two drinks. They had the gin and then they had the lady. Yes. That lady, boy.
The lady had some tequila. We was in there.
Get it sexy.
After the first one.
Get it sexy. Hey.
Then we had DJ Crop Top, DJing.
Shout out to her. She was really good. Shout out to her.
Killed that shit.
I love that. The bridesmaids ate down. They look so beautiful. The groomsmen. My baby was the best man. He looked so handsome. Yeah, he was
Benny
tired.
So cute.
Benny was tired. Let's talk about little Benny for a minute. Little Benny over there. He's like, my stomach hurt. I'm ready to go.
He was telling his dad his stomach hurt. I got scared for a second. Tim came over and was like, hey, if you find tights, y'all gotta, she gotta leave because Benny's feeling sick. I was like, what the fuck up? Yeah, we just got, the reception just started. The music going. I'm over here trying to eat a little cupcake.
Yeah, I did see that. I ain't leaving. He better drink that ginger ale. Sit down. Yeah. And look, when the song came on,
guess who in the middle of that damn circle?
Benny.
Benny's turned. He had the whole crowd going.
Hey, Benny is the life of the party for sure. That man wanted to go home, play that game.
That's all it was. He was being a kid, though. But he was. What do you expect? Kids stand up there for a couple hours.
My God. There was literally no kids there. And I'm not, I have kids, so I'm not even going to say no offense. I love that.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
That was a fun time because Benjamin, of course, was there. But I mean, it sucks for Benjamin. I'm sorry, baby. But it was a good time. Like, I've been to a wedding where there is kids. And honestly, to see it play out with no children.
A huge difference.
So big of a difference.
That's fun.
The music was really good. What kind of music are you playing at your wedding?
Ooh, I feel like it's a tough one. That's so tough.
You think so?
I like music.
I'm really ratchet. I want all the ratchet shit to play. I want Back It Up and Dunk It. Like, what does he say? That dump truck? I want you to play that. I want you to play Bedroom Boom. I'm throwing it back. I'm playing a Salt Shaker.
I don't know. I got to really take my time and make a playlist with my mans.
Yeah. I want to like do some of like our favorite songs. And then like, I want it to be ratchet. Play a lot of Sexy Red.
Definitely throwing some sexy in there. I'm so sorry.
Sexy, can you perform at my wedding?
Yeah.
Please perform at my wedding. You perform at my wedding, that'd be lit. Imagine Sexy Red performing at someone's wedding. I want to go. She can perform at my wedding.
Get it sexy.
Hey.
Lit as fuck.
Hey, shit. Sexy, please start doing weddings. That is so fun. Would you have a performance at your wedding?
Why not? If it's in the budget, hell yeah.
Sexy, I want you to perform at my wedding. I'm really thinking about it.
I don't know who I want, though.
I want it like I would want maybe like some jazz when people walk in or something.
Ooh, there was this one piano player that's on TikTok. He's so bomb. He like was playing like Take Care at somebody's wedding and they're just walking in. I'm like, damn, that sounds good as fuck.
Mm, now I'm gonna get the ones from TJ Maxx. I'm gonna get a deal.
She want the people his house was standing outside playing the saxophone.
Yeah, I do. I want to.
I'm getting a deal. Taking advantage of,
I'm not talking, I'm of their pay
situation.
You.
Oh my gosh. It's,
I'm going to pay.
Are you going to pay them fair?
Whatever their price is. Okay. That's because people get, that's how other people do it. Then they can say 150. I'm going to say, hell yeah. Take it right now. Hell yeah. And I'm going to shout them out on the pod. See?
Okay.
Yeah, but I am. When y'all come to my wedding, you're going to see, y'all be like,
that man going to be back on the streets the next day. That's crazy. After playing Ty's wedding.
That's where I'm gonna find him at. So if you are out and you make music on the streets, baby, let me know. You can perform at my wedding. I'll hire Sexy though for sure. I think that'd be so fun. Or maybe for like my bachelorette.
I have to really think about who would I want to perform. I don't know. That's like a good question.
Sexy, I really want you, girl. I'm thinking about it. I like that. Anywho, sorry y'all. We began off topic.
You do.
But yes, let's get into their wedding. We have. It was, everything was just gorgeous. It was beautiful. They drove off in the Rolls Royce. They did.
They did. That was fire.
We had sparklers.
Yeah, the sparklers. The food was good.
The food was really good. The food was really good.
The bartenders were fun, too.
The bartenders were fun. Shout out to the bartenders. They were fun.
Yeah, if you have a wedding come up, we would love to be invited because...
oh, yes, because my dress didn't come and I have another dress that I can
I do out. Have a backup dress, too, that I ordered that's still not here, so...
That's what I'm saying. What the hell?
Hit us up. We can come all the time.
We will have a good time.
And we bring the lights. Okay. Ty had everybody lit up with the little selfie light.
Yep. I'd be taking that shit everywhere. It was so much fun. And we did record literally the night. And so we will be inserting that clip into this episode. So please watch us, Two Besties on a Couch. Check us out on YouTube. And make sure you just watch our recap of the night. Because we ain't no regular podcast, baby.
We ain't.
We ain't.
Oh, we're so excited, too, what we have store for the next episode.
Oh, yeah,
so.
I cannot
new
wait.
New segments coming on the way.
Yes, and we have music.
Shout out to the dudes that's making our beats, y'all. We finna be in the studio.
Wait, y'all, tell us, comment below, y'all want us to do a little rap. I want to get in the studio so big. I got some shit to say. No, I'm kidding. I need a ghostwriter.
Yeah, we need some bars.
I need a ghostwriter.
We need dropping some bars. Shit, I think you don't need no damn ghostwriter.
I need to go, sorry, because I want to talk shit like JT.
I think you can talk shit just like how you do now.
Yeah. JT is one of my favorite female rappers. She is, because it's like me and her, like, I'm like, that's like my
when
personality.
When I think of him, you know, like when I first started listening to City Girls, mm-hmm. I think, oh, it was Young Miami said it. What's that song called? I know she started off, she was like, bitch, don't make me put my wig in a rubber band. Tighten up. That shit go crazy. That she started off the song like that. I said, hell yeah. Yeah.
I fuck with JT so heavy, like, ooh. Anyway, but you guys, this is the end of the episode. Please make sure you watch the end of the clip. Make sure you comment, you like, you subscribe. And we want to thank you guys so much for all the love and support.
Yes. Love y'all.
Love you. Until next time.
Heart. 2024, motherfucker.
Two besties on the couch. You know what I'm talking about?
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Okay, oh, we can keep it on a need and old basis, yeah. Swinging it out the park, then I'm running towards the bases, yeah. Home plate, yeah, you give it to me, you know I'm craving it. Feeling like Barry Bonds, King Griffey Jr. So let's make love, baby, let's make love, baby, let's make love, baby, yeah. Let's make love, baby, let's make love, baby, let's make love, baby, MLB. Let's make love, baby, yeah.
for me, all for Lee, off the bench, off the tee, off the bat. You threw a curveball, fine as you can be. I let it be. You the one, not two, like Jeter, new two-seater, rubbing on the femur. Oh, we can keep it on an even old basis, yeah. Swing it out. Give it to me, you know I'm craving it. Feeling like Barry Bonds, King Gribby Jr. So let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. Yeah. Let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. MLB.
Let's make love, baby. Let's make love, baby. Let's make love.